This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very much. Boy, we're going to have a good time today. Right now, of course, we're backstage and our players are warming up for today's big match, because today, one of these teams is going to have an opportunity to win their very own RB5X programmable robot. So, players, you ready? You ready? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Okay, let's read room for the old MC here. We're going to have a kind of a special show here for you today. Let's see. First of all, we'll meet the contestants on our right. This is a father and daughter team.
Brother-sister.
Oh, brother-sister. Okay, fine. Your name is?
Kayo Carini.
Kayo, nice to know you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 13, and my hobbies are football and baseball.
Good. Nice to have you here on the show. And you are?
Gianna Carini.
Gianna, how old are you?
9.
You like video games?
Yeah.
What's your favorite game?
Q-Bert.
Okay, well, we'll wish you both good luck today, and let's meet the other team. You are?
Boot Houston.
Boot, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like to play games.
Uh-huh.
And...
Well, how old are you?
7.
There's not a lot to talk about when you're 7. You know, when you're 8 or 9, you have more things to tell me about yourself, I'm sure. And you are?
Dusty.
You are? Well, here, I'll wipe it off for you.
Hey! My name is Dusty.
Oh, I see. Well, my name is Jeff. How you doing? Okay, good. We're gonna wish you both good luck. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this RB5X programmable robot. There it is right there. So all of you shake hands and head on over to the podiums. We'll get ready to play Starcade. Okay. Kevin? What 5 games are we going to be dealing with today?
Jeff, we have an incredible lineup of games today to challenge the Carinis and the Houstons, so I hope their zappers are all charged up. First, it is Pro Bowling. It's an adventure in the alleys. Next, Q-Bert, a nosy hop around the cubes. Guzzler, and you are a waterman. Then it's Crystal Castles, a run for gems in a magical place. And Galaga, a spacey battle of bees and UFOs. Jeff?
Okay, a couple of really good games today. 5 games, as you know. All of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is the mystery game. If you pick it in the first 3 games, a valuable prize is automatically going to be yours. And Kevin will whisper right now and tell our home audience what that game is.
The mystery game is Q-Bert.
Okay, that's what the game is. I have a question for you. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question, answer correctly, and you'll pick the first arcade game. Here we are. Tron's enemy is A, the warrior Sark, B, the Solvalu forces. Carinis.
A.
A, the warrior Sark, right you are. Now your team picks the first game. What's the first game we're going to play?
Q-Bert.
Okay. Whoa, that's the mystery game. Good for you, Kyle. You got the mystery game, and we'll find out from Kevin exactly what that is.
It's Mr. Disc, a compact, personal, portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc.
Very nice start for the Carinis, but we have to find out how Q-Bert is played, and so I'll give the secret word to Kevin.
It's Q-Bert, a nosy fellow that hops around, changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All the green objects are safe to hit and add points, but be careful, Q-Bert could fall off as he tries to change all the cubes to one color. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
All right, we have Kayo and Gianna. Kayo, you picked the game, Q-Bert. Are you going to play it?
No, I'm going to let my sister.
Now, Gianna, are you good at Q-Bert?
Yeah.
Good. I'll give you a couple of hints, okay? And Dusty and Boot, you might want to listen, too. If you can lure Coily over the side, you get 500 points. You get a big bonus for turning all the squares a different color. And anything green you can hit, but watch out if they're a different color than that, okay?
Okay.
All right, you'll have 50 seconds, and Kayo and I will root you on. Kayo, you come over here. Gianna, you turn around and get ready to play. You ready? Get set, play. All right, there's that snake. Can you lure him over the side? Let it out. Oh, he got you. Another Kubert coming up. Snake, see if he can lure it. Oh, no, got caught again. 20 seconds, plenty of time. Got a bonus, good for you. Free ride. There's a way to do it. $2,650, Gianna, nice going. $2,650, that was very good. What do you think, Kyle?
That was good.
I think so, too. Head on back, and here comes Dusty and Boot. Now, you guys come on down. All right, turn around this way, please, so I can talk to you a little bit. Step up on there, Dusty. That's it. Who's going to play this game?
I am.
You are. Boot is, okay.
Right.
Yeah, and your name is?
Dusty.
Your parents had a funny sense of humor, the Dusty Boot. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, what the heck. Okay, now you know how to play Kubert?
Yeah.
All right, you heard the hints that I gave to them?
Yeah.
Okay, and Dusty, you come over here because you're...
How do you kill those red things?
You can't kill the red things. They're gonna destroy you, so you have to watch out for them. You can only kill the things that are green, okay?
Okay. All right.
You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, get ready, get set, play. There you go. Going good. Look out for that coily. Oh, I got you. You look fine. Yay, good jump. 30 seconds, plenty of time. Out for coily. Oh, you got you. Here you go again. Good bonus. $1,150, Dusty and Boot. $1,150. No more play for a second. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is RB5X, the intelligent robot. It's the perfect multi-purpose programmable home appliance. It learns from its experiences, moves under its own power. It can talk and even fetch the paper. Available from RB Robot Corporation, Golden, Colorado. And now back to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Okay, Kev, we have old Kubert down. That's one game under our belt. Let's see where we are in the score. Carinis, you have $2,650. And the Houstons have $1,150. Okay. Carinis are ahead, but of course there's still another game to be played in this round, and then the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. You guys ready for another question?
Yeah.
Okay, hands on buzzers. Here it is. When a mild-mannered Pac-Man eats a Super Dot in the game Super Pac-Man, he becomes A, 12 times his normal size, B, 10 times his normal size. Carinis.
B,
10 times his normal size. Right, you are.
Now,
you guys, I just want to tell you one thing. You don't raise your hand.
I know.
Here,
I know.
You both know that?
Yeah, I know.
You weren't raising your hand for another reason, were you?
No.
Okay. All right. So there we are. You guys get to pick the game. What game will it be?
Crystal Castles.
Crystal Castles. Crystal Castles it is. And we will ask Kevin to tell us about that.
This is a fantasy land where you magically become Bentley Bear, lost in a land where jewels line the streets and grow from the crystal castle. Gather them up, but be wary of magical creatures that guard them, like walking trees and gem eaters that collect the gems themselves. If you can get to one of the gem eaters while he's swallowing a gem, you can make big points. And there's a magic hat and once in a while a honey pot that will also score big points. This is a land of mystery and magic. You're on a trip through the Crystal Castles.
Crystal Castles it is. And who's going to play this?
I am.
Kayo is going to play it. Okay, Kayo, you picked it, so you must know about the game, but I'm going to give you a couple of hints, and I want Dusty and Boot to listen, too, to this. If you hit the gem eaters while they're eating, you can destroy them. Find a magic hat, put it on. It'll last for a little while, and nothing can touch you. Pick up the honey, you get 1,000 points, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, wish you good luck. How do you think he's going to do, Gianna?
Good.
All right, let's find out if he does. 50 seconds to go. Turn around and get ready. Get set. Play. Doing fine. There we are. Whoa. Good jump. Can you get that last one? No, they got the last gem. No bonus for you, but you're on the next screen. 23 seconds to go. There's a honey pot. He got the honey pot for 1,000 points. 15 seconds. Going great. Going good. And you got the last gem for bonus. Will you have time for more points? 7 seconds. Let's find out. $942. Congratulations, Kyle. Very well done. What do you think?
Terrific.
I think so, too. Okay, you head back. And Dusty and Boot are going to come down. Okay, Dusty and Boot, would you turn around a little bit? You mind if I come down here with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to play this one?
Boot.
Boot is going to play it. Okay. Are you the Crystal Castle champion, Boot?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, did you hear the hints that I gave to them?
Yeah.
All right. Dusty, you come over here because you're going to...
I know those hints.
You know those hints?
Yeah.
Good. Well, then I don't have to repeat them to you. Save time for the old MC. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Play. Going good. Going good. Round. Get that last gem. One more over there. Good, you got yourself a bonus. Way to go. Cheer him on, Dusty. Oh, look at him go. Got the honey, that's great. All right, look out for those trees. Doing great. Can you get those three? Oh, they got those three. No bonus there, but you have time for some more points. 10 seconds to go. Go fast. $13,718. You guys head back to the podium. Come on. We have business to do, Dusty. Head on back. Dusty, head on back. We got business to do over there. Dusty didn't want to leave the game alone, and I don't believe him. I don't blame him. Looks like some things have happened. I beg your pardon?
I was going to kill him.
I know you were, but I was going to kill you if you didn't come back here. All right, now all of you had a chance to play Cubert and Crystal Castles, and two of you now are going to play for a very special prize. So we'll total up the scores from both games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. The Carinis have 13,592. And the Houstons have 14,868. Houstons are the winners so far. Come on down here, Dusty and Boot. You get a chance to play the name of the game board. All right, we'll turn around this way, if you will. Dusty, right around here. That's it. Now, behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you're going to win a marvelous prize, okay?
What is it?
Well, we are going to have to ask somebody else. I don't handle that stuff.
All right.
All right. Okay, turn around. Who's going to start with this?
I guess I'll.
You'll start, okay, and then it'll be Dusty's turn, then Boot's turn. In the upper left-hand corner, is that Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man?
Pac-Man
is right. Now it's your turn, Dusty. Is that Donkey Kong Jr. or Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Right you are. Now it's Boot's turn. Is that Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Right you are. And this is the last one. Is that Joust or Night Flight? No, it's Boot. It's Dusty's turn.
Night Flight.
No, sorry, that's Joust. But you got 3 out of 4, and we give a prize for 3 out of 4. Look right over there, and Kevin will tell you what you won.
It's a white metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil, a metal detector from White's Electronics.
All righty. Stay right here because we're going to be back in a minute. Where's Billy Barty when I need him? We'll be back in a minute to play the final round of Starcade to see who has a chance to win your own robot, all right? Okay, this is round two. The big challenge is only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win the RB5X programmable robot. Hey. Okay, this is your last question. Hands on buzzers. On the first screen of Burger Time, how many eggs are in pursuit of Chef Peter Pepper? A3 or B1? Carini's.
B.
B1. Yes, right you are. Once again, you get to pick the game. What'll we play?
Galaga.
Galaga is a game we'll play, and we'll ask Kevin to tell us how to do that.
It's a spacey battle with the Galaga fleet, a band of bees and bats out to cut your space journey short. Fire on these out-of-this-world insects for points while avoiding Galaga's tractor beam. It pulls you in and forces you to call up more ships. Free the captured ship for double the firepower against this formidable foe. Be cunning and clever, and you can be victorious against Galaga.
Okay, Galaga is the game. You picked it. Why'd you pick Galaga?
Because I'm good.
All right, then are you good enough to let your fighter be captured by the tractor beam and then release it again?
Yes.
All right, if you can do that, you get some really good points, and same with Dusty and Boot, if they can do that. So any last words for your brother before he plays this game?
Good luck.
All right, it's 40 seconds. You need some points. Get ready, Kyle. You turn around to there, Gianna. Ready? Get set. Play. Good shooting. 25 seconds. All right, way to play. 18 seconds. Over stage two. Eight seconds. $7,670. Nicely played, Kyle. Congratulations to you. Gianna, you and Kyle going back down there because Dusty and Boot have to have a shot at this game, and here they come. Okay. Now, Dusty, where are you?
Here.
You're going to play this game.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Galaga?
Good.
Yeah, they got a lot of points.
I know.
You guys have the lead going into this. Got to keep the lead.
All right.
All right.
He has to do good.
Huh?
He has to do good.
You bet he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Dusty, get
I
ready.
I want him to do good.
I bet you do. Come on. Well, don't go away from him. You got to hang out with him here and cheer him on. You have 40 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
Get set. Play. Here we go, Dusty. Seconds. Oh, they got you. You have another fighter coming up. Here you go. Fire fast. Oh, no. Another fighter coming up. Hang in there. Oh, no. They got you. There's a fighter. That's okay. Come on. That's it for Dusty and Boot. Go on back here. Well, let's see if the lead changed hands again. We're going to total up the scores in all the games, and we'll find out who's going to have a chance at their own robot, the Carinis or the Houstons. Dusty, I don't want you to get depressed. You understand?
Yeah, I know.
It's only a game, right?
I already know what it is.
You already know what?
Yeah.
You already know what it is?
Yeah.
The total score?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well,
never mind. You add it up in your head, and we'll put it right on the thing here, because the Carinis have a total of 21,262, and the Houstons have 17,748. Carinis are the big winners. Congratulations to you. Houstons, you did pretty well here on the show, though. Both of you are fine players, and you got a nice prize for the Name of the Game board, and we want to thank you for being here on the show. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot. Carinis, for you, a special prize for winning today, and Kevin will tell you about it.
It's the Aquarius Compact from Mattel Electronics, a complete home computer system with a keyboard, a printer, a data recorder, and a memory expander packed together to perform together from Mattel Electronics.
And maybe, just maybe, you'll take home an RB5X robot. We'll see, because you'll have to beat a game right after this.
Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive two brand new games for the Atari by Tronix, Juice and Kid Grid, Fast Action, Complex Strategy, Superior Sound, and Multiple Levels of Play by Tronix, and Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite.
Okay, welcome back to Starcade. Now, Gianna and Caio, during the commercial break, we told you that if you picked pro bowling, you'd have to score at least 231 points. That if you picked Guzzler, you'd have to score 3,247 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached your decision, you picked Guzzler, right?
Yeah.
All right, Guzzler it is. If you score 3,247 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to win the RB5X robot. Kevin will tell us about Guzzler, and we'll get ready to go over and play.
It's the Guzzler, a waterman putting out fireballs, flashes, and demons, collecting more water from puddles or by just walking if he's completely empty. The faster he extinguishes the fire, the bigger the points. He's a waterman, the Guzzler.
Well, there it is. Thank you, Kevin, our resident drip. Okay, Caio, you need 3,247 points or more in 30 seconds, and you get the robot. Do you want to wish him good luck?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Say good luck, Caio.
Good luck, Caio.
All right, honey, turn around, and Caio, you get ready. 30 seconds to play. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. One fire, good. Good, got some water. Way to play. 20 seconds, plenty of time. You did it! 4,250. You did it in just like no time at all. You got yourself a robot, Gianna.
We did?
Yes,
we
got it. Caio's got it, too. That's it for Star Kids. See you on the next show. This is Jeff Edwards saying, I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.